'cause it's Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? It is
This episode of The Jason Wright Show is brought to you by Layer Origin Nutrition. Hey, that is where I get my HMO, my human milk oleosaccharides. That's how I feed the lining of my gut. That's where the bifidobacterium gets its nutrients from the start so that I can maintain my blood sugar levels, so that I can maintain body fat, so that I can process my foods better, my digestion's better, and my overall health is so much better. It all starts in the gut lining. And don't forget, LayerOrigin.com. Order your HMO. And if you will use promo code IMPROVE, because after all, the Jason Wright Show motto is improve always and always, and we're trying to improve that healthy gut lining. If you will use promo code IMPROVE, you get 15% off as a Jason Wright Show listener. So LayerOrigin.com, get you some HMO. They've got all sorts of great products out there. And use promo code IMPROVE and enjoy 15% off. Thanks. If I asked you right now to tell me the cereal, the children's cereal, that fruity, multicolored, also nutritious, well, maybe not so nutritious, cereal that has the Toucan Sam on the cover of it, what cereal would I be referring to? Quick think. Okay, you got it? All right. Now, how do you spell the two words in the title of the cereal? Think about it. Okay, got it. How many of you spelled in your head F-R-U-I-T loops? I know I did. Did you know that it's actually F-R-O-O-T loops? That's right. Fruit Loops is really not Fruit Loops. It's Fruit Loops, I guess. I learned this from Adam Grant in his book, Think Again, just this morning. That's right. I'm nearly 47 years old, and it took me this long to learn how to spell Fruit Loops properly. Here's the point that Grant is making in the book, and in the entire book, Think Again. There are so many things that we think we know, that we are so sure of, that in fact might actually be wrong. And there are so many people, I know I have fallen into this category, and I am trying my best to improve in this way, that we're so into our worldview, our values, and our principles, which are all great things, but we become blinded to outside information. And here's the thing, it's so easy. I know for me, I was almost afraid to read this book because I'm a guy that I try to pride myself on knowing what I know. Now, I do exercise a great deal, especially as I've gotten older, of humility and realize keeping that little voice of reason in the back of my mind that says, you know what, you might be wrong about this. Do not become dogmatic. Just listen and try to learn and understand. However, I don't want to be someone that just kind of flaps in the wind. Oh, I think this one day, I think this the next. And a lot of folks, whenever they hear about a book like Think Again, then what they're going to do is they're going to be like, well, no, I don't want to think again. I know what I know. And this is the way I look at it. Don't be afraid to challenge those things which you know, because there are so many things that are much more impactful on your life, my life, and what we understand and what we know and believe than the spelling of Fruit Loops. And so instead of looking at it as being uncertain, go prove your hypothesis. Take a scientific approach to what you believe and what you know. For example, if the fastest man in the world or the fastest woman in the world. They line up to race a competitor. It's not to question whether or not they are the fastest in the world. It's to defeat their opponent and thus prove they are, in fact, what they thought, which is the fastest sprinter in the world. That's how we should always look at our views, our beliefs, and our thoughts, is that not, oh my gosh, I might be wrong, but I'm so confident in what I believe that I'm willing to go challenge my own hypothesis to try to prove it wrong so that I can then, with even more resolve, know that I'm right. And here's the good news. What if you're proven wrong? What if all of a sudden everything you thought you knew was wrong? Isn't that a good thing? You're a little smarter today than you ever were by getting that thing right. Here's another great example. How many times have you heard a preacher, a politician, or anyone talk about the frog in the boiling water? I could just end it there and you know what the illustration is. You put a frog in boiling water and you just slowly turn up the heat. And before the frog knows it, he's dead. The water is boiling and this takes his life, right? Actually, it's wrong. It's not true. The frog, in fact, when it, just like you and I would do, when the water starts boiling, the frog will actually try to jump out. Here's another thing. So I've been, like I may have said before, I've been trying to really hone in on being a better learner, being a better understander, and being firm in what I know and what I believe, because I think we are living in these days of a lot of subjectivity versus objectivity. I think it's a very dangerous thing. And while the rest of the world is just kind of letting things be malleable and there are no finites, there are no absolutes, there is no defined principles in a lot of areas of life, I think it's imperative that we always check ourselves, or at least I check myself, and that I know those things which I believe, that I teach my children, that I profess to those around me, that they are in fact factual and true. And here's the thing, it's hard to want to question the things that you believe, to make sure there can be something kind of uneasy about that. And for example, it was funny, and I heard a quote that I thought was going to be really remarkable that I could share on social media, and the clapback I received from friends was quite hilarious. So the way I posed the post was, because we were being told this several months ago, and you can kind of figure out where I'm going with this, but I don't want anything to be controversial from this. So anyway, just follow me on this line of thought. So I posted, I will not believe you are right until you can show me everything that you've done to prove that you are wrong. Now, you hear that, and I hope that you take from that, before you come telling me that I must do something to my body, spiritually, you fill in the blank, that I should eat a certain thing, I should take a certain drug, I should do a certain exercise, I want you to be able to show me all the things that you, show me how you have proven your hypothesis. I guess, show me your work. That's it. Well, the clapback I received, I don't have to prove anything to you. You know, how arrogant of you. But I'm like, oh, wow, that really landed wrong. So here's a rephrasing of that post that really disturbed a lot of people, because here's the deal. People like to be able to just, you know, hey, I said it, you believe it, that's it. I believe it, I'm not questioning it, and so neither should you. And if you ask me to question it, then that means you must think I'm wrong, and therefore I'm not going to do that. Which in and of itself, those people that gave the clap back, I think it speaks to kind of where they land on this issue. But I digress. Here's a better way to phrase that quote or that idea, if you will. Don't believe anything I tell you until I can tell you all the things that I've done to prove myself wrong. Anything I say on this podcast, any information that I give you, I should be open to your challenge to be able to say, well, here's what I did Here's what I researched. Here's what I found that proved that I was right, because I went out trying to find out where I might be wrong. There's a certain steely resolve that comes from that. So I'm going to do a full book review on Think Again by Adam Grant. That's where I think that a lot of this comes from. And it's a, or I know for me, I'm learning a lot about this learning process, that essentially taking a scientific approach to those big, big, hairy subjects, economics, science, health, relationships, mindfulness, taking a scientific approach, which is to first, the way you prove a hypothesis is to go out and try to prove yourself wrong. If at the end of the day, you circle back and you've done all the due diligence to figure out, where am I wrong in this? I've got to try to prove myself wrong. And if you cannot do that, well, then you must be right. Well, it is that time of week again where I am wrapping up the latest edition of the Vitruvian Letter. And in this issue, I'm going to be covering five surefire ways to maintain good eye health. Mrs. Wright's eyes have been slipping a bit, and so she had to go to the optometrist. And, you know, I got to say, I'm kind of, in a way, excited about it, because she looks really cute in glasses. She has not got them yet, but I may have to sneak a picture of her to show you guys, just because I think she looks really cute. Has kind of a Lois Lane thing going. So anyway, enough about Mrs. Wright's eyes. But I also went to the eye doctor, and it turns out that my left eye, which is my bad eye, has gotten a little worse. So I started asking the physicians, like, hey, what do I need to eat? What can I do to improve my eye health? And she gave me some tips, but I also started doing some research. So I'm going to share that in the Vitruvian Letter. My father actually has macular degeneration, which basically means he has no central vision. Whenever he was about 39 years old, he started losing his eyesight. It's a genetic disease. There is an age-related macular degeneration that is the most common cause of blindness in the United States, that I've just recently discovered that during my research. But my dad's is the genetic kind. I don't have the gene, fortunately. But either way, eye health is something that has been at the forefront of my mind. So I'm going to be sharing that in the Vitruvian Letter. Also, there's an article that I'm going to be sharing with you about, there's this popular notion now that somehow if you promote being healthy, which in and of itself, being healthy, eating right, maintaining proper glucose levels, working towards having good mitochondria strength, all the things that we talk about all the time on this podcast and with my guest, that somehow that can be shaming to those who are overweight and obese, and therefore you should never say anything to them. And there's this trend, it's this weird, there's this trend going on, in particular in America, that anything that you suggest that someone should do that up until now has always been deemed as right and good behavior is somehow shaming someone else and being discriminatory against them. I think this is really troubling. So there's an article I'm going to be sharing in the Vitruvian Letter that discusses this. It's kind of promoting this idea that we should celebrate obesity and people being overweight. And here's the way I look at that. It's, I honestly could care less what anyone looks like. There is an actual defined health component to this. Kind of goes back to what I said in the last segment. There are things. The hypothesis has been proven. You can go and try to prove all you want that somehow being fat is actually healthy, and it just isn't. We know that having too much brown fat, too much stored body fat, in particular around the abdomen, it increases hypertension, insulin sensitivity, cardiac, disease. There's so many things related to being overweight that it's almost absurd to even think that someone could defend someone being fat. And you're not doing the people that are overweight any favors by saying, hey, no, you go crush you some more Twinkies, go crush some more full-leaded Coca-Colas. It's no big deal. You go, girl, you go, boy, it's all good. You are not doing someone any favors by having them eventually having type 2 diabetes, overweight, and dying at 53 years old of a heart attack, but feeling good about it while they're there. because I guarantee you, when they're lying in bed on their deathbed in terrible health, they're not going to feel good. So off that soapbox, but there's an article that kind of it talks about this, and it's just, I think that it's time that those of us who know what is right on matters of health and wellness and this sort of thing, we stand up and go, hey, stop. Just stop. Your feelings are not more important than good health. Stop it. So anyway, I'm going to include that as well as all other sorts of goodies. One of the things that I'm going to be talking about is my coaching class that I am developing. So some of you have already expressed interest in being a part of my initial cohort. I'm going to do a beta run of this coaching course that I'm actually developing, which will include a companion app that I'm having developed. So you'll be able to carry Jason right around in your pocket. That could be a good or bad thing. My hope for it is to where I can always stay in touch with you. It's going to have a gaming component where if you decided that you wanted to exercise mindfulness for 30 straight days, I'm going to help and encourage you to do that. Whatever the good habits you want to form, they are there. I'm also going to help with nutrition, with just overall finding purpose and meaning in what you're doing. It's going to be an overall holistic coaching application that I'm going to do a beta run of first. I'm looking for about 10 people in the first cohort, and we've already just about got that, so I may expand it a little bit. We'll see. But anyway, be looking for some information on that in the Vitruvian Letter. And if you haven't subscribed to the Vitruvian Letter, please do that. Go out to jasonrightnow.com and subscribe. I would be grateful. This is my weekly newsletter where I just kind of sum up all the things that I'm trying to do to improve always in all ways. If you haven't caught this episode of the Jason Wright Show from this week with Dr. Jose Antonio, it is a good one. If you want to know everything there is to know, or at least a whole lot of what there is to know about supplementation, nutritional science, sports nutrition, creatine, which is how I found Dr. Jose Antonio whenever I was doing research for an article a while back that I wrote on the magnificent wonders of creatine. This is the guy. I mean, he is a pioneer in sports nutrition. Back whenever Dr. Antonio started, as he talks about in the conversation, there really wasn't anyone looking into supplementation and protein powders and what this actually did. Was there, you know, at putting the real science behind all these things that could have a profound impact, not only on sports performance, but also on longevity, good health. And we go into an entire array of different subjects, of different topics as it relates to this. He is a foremost leading expert in this field. And so here's a little bit of that conversation and what you can expect.
I always had an interest in human performance and exercise and nutrition, but it didn't exist. In fact, what's interesting is sort of a quick sidebar. Back then, there was nothing. Today, it's at every major university. So literally in a span of like two or three decades, it's exploded. So as a biology major, I remember in my, I took a nutrition course. It was like general nutrition. And I remember the professor, a rather older woman, she said that if you eat a lot of protein, you could probably fill in the blank here. If you eat a lot of protein, it's bad for your kidneys.
It was such a fun conversation. Dr. Antonio is just a really cool guy and a wealth of knowledge. So if you are interested in learning about sports nutrition, supplementation, there you go. You're welcome. Listen to the latest episode of The Jason Wright Show that we published just this past Tuesday. Hey folks, I've written a book and I want you to be one of the first ones to get a signed copy. You can do that by going to jasonrightnow.com/The Stone Chiseler. That is the title of the book, The Stone Chiseler. This book was inspired by Viktor Frankl's Man's Search for Meaning. The idea is finding purpose and meaning in each moment of life, no matter how dire the circumstances. It's a parable, it's a short read, and it should be available for pre-order on Amazon by February 19th, my birthday. I timed that perfectly. But more importantly, it's Rylan, my oldest daughter's birthday too. How about them apples? And so anyway, please go to jasonrightnow.com/The Stone Chiseler and sign up for your first run edition of the Stone Chiseler. I would be so very grateful. This is a labor of love. This is a big passion project of mine. I'm very proud of it. It is a, I'm just please go out jasonrightnow.com/the Stone Chiseler and get your name on the list for an early signed copy. Thanks. Well, hey folks, that does it for another week of 2022 Best Friday Ever. Thanks so much for tuning in. Please don't forget to go out to jasonrightnow.com, subscribe to the Vitruvian Letter. Also, if you would, please pre-order a copy of The Stone Chiseler. I'd be grateful. And until we meet again, I hope you have an incredible weekend, incredible week. I don't know when I'm going to hear you're going to hear from me again, but when you tune in next between now and then, I hope that you will endeavor to improve always in all ways. Thanks so much for listening.